This week's Great Therapy is sponsored by Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. Ritual Vitamins. Better health doesn't happen overnight. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. And Express. Express is all new and all about you with a fresh assortment of casual, versatile, and super comfortable styles. Express is a brand that encourages people to dream big and dress accordingly by providing a curated edit of high-quality pieces for day, night, and everything in between. Text Vine to 397-737 to receive $25 off your purchase. Who's on with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything Bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Great Therapy, everybody. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. I'm laughing because Jason is the biggest sweetheart ever. And I told him I was recording, and he was in the mid-pee. You were in mid-pee.
Yeah.
And he was like, and then it just went, he aimed around the sides just so that I could record this. Oh my God, that's so funny. Anyways, I do a Bachelorette recap with Wells for you guys. We talk all about the wedding he was supposed to have with Sarah and how they celebrated the prank they pulled at their wedding. We talk Bachelorette, who's Wells' favorite, and what he's doing right now. It's very interesting. Why is he where he is? I just have some weird predictions. But anyways, we talk all about the juicy stuff that you want to hear. So I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I always watch the screeners, as you probably get them too, obviously. And then rewatching it, you miss the just complete, oh, shall I say, ridiculousness that you were on that the other day.
Yeah.
Okay, that was so cool. I'm just going to start with that because that was, in my opinion, that was a really good transition.
It was good. It was good. I liked it.
Was it? Oh, yeah. I'm like laying in bed trying to have a nap because I am tired. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, I love that show. Ridiculousness. And then you were the guest. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Did you know? This might even be a confession. But did you know that about 12 years ago? No. I don't know. Whenever that show started, I tried to write in and ask for Chanel's job.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. Well,
no, you'd be great at it because she doesn't. I mean, I like Chanel from like the, you know, the hour that I spent with her, but yeah. She just kind of sits there and laughs
and giggles
and giggles, which I guess is good. Like you need a laugh track on that show, but you'd be great on that because you wouldn't need guests. You would just have like built in funny person on the couch the whole time, you know?
I always wanted to, but she used to actually have like a legit job at the office, didn't she? Like where Rob and Big did their thing?
Yeah, she was like the front desk operator.
Oh, I thought she was like some sort of, I don't know what I thought she was. I just wanted her job because I had a like weird crush on Rob.
Yeah, he's great. And like, I just love how he talks. It's always kind of like whispering, but like, so it's like his comedic timing with the way he talks is so good.
You're right.
You know, it's like, man, I love, and I like meeting him. You know, you meet a bunch of people.
Yeah.
If you get lucky enough to be in like our shoes, you meet a bunch of people that you've seen a bunch, and some people don't live up. And some people exceed. And Rob was someone who exceeded totally, was like such a wonderful person to be around. And by the way, if you want to do that show, I can totally get you to go do that show like in no time.
Oh my God, I would die. I would love to do that show.
Oh yeah. They would love to have you. When they announced that it was me on, I got so many tweets being like, another episode of Ridiculousness where no one knows who the f*** the guest is. And I was like, God dang it.
Not because you were surprised, because nobody watching knows who you are. That's what they were saying.
Yeah, the guy was like, "I've never heard of this person." And then, of course, like I have to retort with like, "Your girlfriend knows who I am." Not because like I'm like a really attractive guy that she wanted to fuck. No. Because she watches the show that I am on. You know.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. She is so hot too.
Hey, you want to know what's really scary?
seen just how much you could be saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It's almost as scary as that homemade elf costume that your mom made you wear in junior high school. No, Geico can't erase the memory of tripping down the hallway in oversized pointy shoes, but they could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Stop waking up at night in a cold sweat, wondering what happened to that green onesie, and just switch to Geico to save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, so we're going to recap The Bachelorette. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Jason last week when we were doing this. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like Hannah B. season of greatness, I don't even, I'm not going to say who is the worst because I actually don't know who I would pick at this point. But like, you know what I mean. 1 to 10, where do you think this season is on episode 2?
Okay, so that's a good question. I think it's middle of the road right now.
Okay. Room for improvement.
Yes and no. Here's, I think, the problem that they're having with the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it's alleged that there's a swap, right?
Right.
Is that proven? I don't even know. But
that's what I keep saying. I don't even know if it's proven or not.
I don't know either. But I think that her time as the Bachelorette was so short, there's just not a lot of footage to use. That's my theory on it, is that like they're grasping for straws as to like what to use because it was pretty quick.
I didn't ever think about that, the lack of footage, because I just thought there's something different about the season. Maybe it's because they're not at the mansion and there's no one really you're rooting for because you just assume she ends up with Dale.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Probably a combination.
Yeah, so I've always said this and I firmly believe it, that the show, even though that like she's the lead, she's not. Like the lead is all the people there for her. Like they're the characters and right. she's just kind of supposed to be kind of like the focal point and right. all the commotion is supposed to happen around her. Nothing really happening around her. I think that like we've got some traction with this Yosef guy that seems like he's kind of crazy.
Right.
I think that like Claire's walking the fine line between like being like the fiery, like stand up for like what you believe in, strong woman, Hannah B type. Uh-huh. And then also kind of being like the person on the season that's a little unhinged and you're not sure if you're rooting for them or not. You know, I think that, so I don't know if the normal archetype of the show is set for them. I think that that's what I think.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, all of these things put together. And then on top of it, we haven't seen her in so long that it's not like she just got her heart broken a couple months ago in front of America and we're rooting for her to find love. It's like that season with Juan Pablo was so long ago that now you're like, oh, right, Claire. And she did this and she had this season on Paradise and blah, blah, blah. And you like remember her as being like she's a memorable person from the franchise, but it's not like we just watched her get her heart broken to now turn around and be like, oh, we want her to find love. We're like, oh, she hasn't found love? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, like, so what I remember, which I think was one of the best bits they had ever done, was like the talking to the raccoon thing in Paradise. Like, I think.
Yes. It's when the humor started to come into the show.
Yes. And I fully believe that was like 100% Long Gale, and like that was some of his best work.
Yes.
Right? Had to be. And I think that's when I was like, this girl's hilarious. Like she's leaning into this. This is so right. funny. And then I guess that there was the Winter Games thing, which that didn't work out very well, I suppose. And then now we're here. So yeah, I think you're right. I think that this, the audience is, one, I think everyone's like super excited to root for like an older woman, because I think that's the thing that everyone, it's the glaring problem with the show, is that you keep on mm-hmm. casting these people that really aren't ready to do the thing that you're supposed to do on the show, right?
Right.
Like, you're too young for this.
Yeah.
And this is someone who's definitely ready, who's obviously like, on Winter Games, she got engaged, you know, in Paradise, she was like definitely there for love. Like that was like her like quote or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think everyone's excited about that. But I think, unfortunately, because like how the media works, everyone's just like, yeah, whatever. You're going to choose that guy and then it's going to be over. So I can't like really invest my, maybe that's what I'm doing. I can't get invested in something that I know is going to end soon.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think too. I'm the same way. I'm just, it's, it's so clear that it's Dale and they're editing it the way to make it seem. It's very clear that it's Dale. So you're like, what? Am I tuning in to see what's going to happen? Or am I tuning in to see the love story with Dale? Like, I don't know at this point. It's only week two. And I mean, she's such a, I always called her like an edgy Disney princess, because she just like, I love love and I want a man who does this for me and blah, blah. But then she's also like, get the fuck out of here. You're not here for me. Stop only talking about my looks. Like, she's like this edgy Disney princess. And I knew it when they were like, we're going to do a love language date. I'm like, there's not even somebody in the date department coming up with these ideas. That was straight from Claire. I guarantee it.
Yeah. That's a lot of women. A lot of women love to talk about love languages and stuff.
I would have done the same thing. I'm like, yeah. So on that note, what's your love language?
It's funny because I think JoJo asked me that and I was like, I don't know what that means.
Yes.
English? English is my first language. That's what I know.
That's funny. It has become quite the thing. Like, Enneagram and love languages are such a thing. I thought it was actually kind of a cool idea for a date, though, because really they're on this, they're only in one specific area. You can only do so much. We all know women are watching this show. So to talk about love languages and then play them out, I'm like, what gift would Wells have brought if you had that date?
Well, it's funny because I was annoyed that I didn't get to see what Bennett's was, because first of all, let me just tell you who I'm rooting for right now. Bennett,
yeah,
I think,
me.
Is the, he's the greatest.
Jason.
Character. What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jason. The Jason that's on this season? No?
Bennett. He's the New York Harvard guy that, like, definitely has a yacht and, like, a trust fund. And, like, I love him so – he wears loafers everywhere. Like, I just love – I cannot wait for his happy ass to walk down the steps in paradise and order, like, the most ridiculous drink. And I say, hey, welcome to in the real world, buddy. Here's a beer. That's what you're getting. I love him so much.
He's going to be like, can I get a Kettle One martini on the rocks with extra blue cheese olives?
Yeah, exactly. Can you shave some truffles into this thing with some of Princess Diana's pubes? Some like weird thing. I'd be like, I don't got that, bro.
And when you're finished with that, could you just burn the orange peel and wrap it around the edge so I get a little orange taste when I take my sip? Okay, yeah, you're so right. Bennett. And his name would be Bennett.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And so that was when he brings his gift and it's like wrapped immaculately and you don't get to see what it was. And I was just making a joke on my Instagram being like, you know, it was a 401k, a Roth IRA, some like blue chip stocks and a prenup. And he was like, are we doing this thing or not?
Enough.
Let's roll.
And I feel like he's like been here before. Like he knows how to do this. Like he's like, I've been in these relationships. Like, I just feel like there's something about him that has the confidence out of like women. Like, he's like, are you here for me or am I here for you? Like, there's something about him that sits back with his legs crossed and like pokes his glasses up higher and says like he wants a martini.
Yeah, but he's also every man. I mean, he puts his cashmere sweater around his neck and ties it just like everyone else does. No.
Oh my gosh, who's that one guy? Did you watch Emily Maynard season, the guy with the helicopter?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
What I would have brought, I don't know. I did bring something to The Bachelor, and
you did?
I brought a book.
The Five Love Languages.
Yes, and the Enneagram, and like the NASTEC for Dummies, just in case I ran into Bennett. I brought like, and looking back, it's like such a douchey move. It was like 7-piece volume of all John Steinbeck's novels. Cause I do like John Steinbeck, but like bringing 7 of them is a little over the top. And like, Lord knows I didn't read sentence one of any of those books while I was there. But I brought that being like, everyone's gonna think I'm smart, which no one did. That didn't fool anybody. And then I brought like a picture of me and my dog. And I had written like myself a note being like, don't forget like who you are and like what you stand for and that kind of stuff. And I did show JoJo those things at some point. And she was like looking over my shoulder and she's like, oh, sorry. I was looking at Jordan's the abs from his tits to his taint. I wasn't paying attention to anything that you were doing. I'm like, got it. Cool. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go to the snack table and eat some cheese. I'll be back later.
You're like, well, it's back to the cheese table for me, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
I think like it was the first group date. So I feel like a bunch of guys were like, oh my gosh, like we all get along so well. So I won't step on your toes and I won't step on your toes. And like, they don't know how it works. They don't know you just stand up and say, hey, can I take you for a second? So I think they were all being extremely polite. And Claire was just kind of like, wait, I've seen this show before. I know how this works. You don't all sit back. So I was a little uncomfortable when she called everybody out. What about you?
Yeah, I agree. Like, they've never done this before, so you got to cut them a little bit of slack. They're also very nervous. And then also, lastly, there isn't like the one douchebag that's like, there's always like one guy named like Ryan L. that's like, always asks her first, and you're like, oh, it's that guy. It's always like the short guy that you can't stand, you know, like always like pulls her first. And there just isn't that guy, you know, like there isn't the guy that like starts the thing. And so I felt like very bad for them. I was like, oh, they don't even know what they're doing right now, you know?
No.
And I was really pissed off. I got to be honest with you, Caitlin. I was very pissed off because it interrupted Bennett's date, and I wanted to find out what boarding school he went to. You know, like I needed to know more about his life on the show Gossip Girl.
Do you follow Bennett on social media?
No, but I'm going to, because I was like ripping him tonight on like as I was watching it, and then I was like, but then I started saying that I loved him. So now I need to follow him. Do you follow him?
No, I haven't followed anyone yet. I find myself rooting for Blake the Canadian. He kind of threw me for a cringeworthy moment when he did the whole interruption thing, but then he redeemed himself. And I'm like, I want to root for him because he's Canadian, but I'm also like, I don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know. He's breaking all the rules, but she's liking it, you know, like she's like Cherry with like the Socias and the Outsiders, you know, like I don't really understand what's happening. I think that like my favorite moment, though, of the show so far was when she just kicked that guy out because like effectively he you know in Anchorman when he's like, I'm kind of a big deal. I have many leather bound books and my apartment's made of rich mahogany. That's kind of, I felt like that's where she was like, you don't know who I am? Like, you don't, what are you talking about? And he's like, no, you're just beautiful. And she's like, wait, hold on, but you don't know anything about me. And he's like, how would I know anything about? I think it would be weirder for someone to be like, so on season 73 of Bachelor in Paradise, I noticed that you are left-handed. And that excited me. And then I noticed on Winter Games that you're a pizza french fry technique on the downhill ski was great, and that's when my penis got a little bit chubby, and that's when I knew that I had to come on season 25 of The Bachelor. You know, like that would be weirder than him being like, no dude, you're hot, so I wanted to come on this TV show to like date a hot chick, you know?
Yeah, I know, I totally agree with you, but like his delivery was so shit. Like he's a freezer. He freezes in moments where he can't talk his way through anything. And I found it amusing and hilarious, but like only for a couple minutes, where if he was staying the rest of the season, I'd be like, oh my God, freaking spit it out, bro. Like, say what you need to say. He freezes. He didn't know how to carry a conversation.
Yeah. It was like I was watching like a Judd Apatow movie when he was like, can we just not talk about it right now? Can we just not talk about it? You know?
Maybe later.
Yeah. And she's like, no, you can't. That's not, you don't get to edit this in mid sentence. Like, no.
He's like, well, I've heard people have gone on the show and there's editing involved. Can we just cut this part out and skip to the part where we make out?
Wait, can I try that again, guys? What's my inspiration here?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, we deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies. And let's be real, we've only got one. We should take care of it. That's exactly why Rituals founder Kat is on a mission to reinvent the vitamin industry. Rituals obsessively researched each nutrient in their visionary women's multivitamin and tested their formula to make it backed by science. And they left out all the mystery additives like synthetic fillers and shady extras that you might find in some traditional multivitamins. I've actually been a fan of Ritual for a while because they make taking care of myself and my body so freaking easy. Each night I pop open my Ritual bottle, take my vitamins, which by the way tastes like mint and don't have that gross vitamin fishy aftertaste, and go to bed knowing I did something good for myself. I'm big into self-care, but not if that's going to be a ton of work for me. No thanks. That's why Ritual is the best and easiest way to incorporate these nutrients into my day. Another thing that's so cool about Ritual is that their ingredients are transparent and traceable. For obsessive label readers, Ritual uses vegan certified, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergen-free ingredients. Their sources are out there for the whole world to see because they believe you deserve to know what you're putting in your body and why. And like I said, these vitamins literally taste like a mint. There's a mint essence tab in each bottle, plus they're actually designed to be gentle on an empty stomach. Daily changes can lead to big results, so start small today. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Try it out, satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/vine to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/vine.
You were doing an Anchorman thing. How mad were you when they're doing the dodgeball thing and Chris Harrison is being the announcer and no one is being Cotton or doing dodgeball quotes? Like, the whole time I'm just like, oh, dip, dive, duck, dodge, and doing all the like dodgeball jokes and nobody was doing it.
Yeah, I know.
Why is no one saying, like, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you think that I thought that I was once? Like, I'm like trying to like give all my dodgeball quotes and I'm like, no one? Really? No one?
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing. And I do find it funny that, like, I think that you and I have the exact same humor and no one else has the same humor. And then what we is hilarious, everyone's like, as a Vince Vaughn from '09, guys.
Yeah, that's so fair. I feel like people just do that thing where they like grab the bridge of their nose and squint their eyes and shake their head.
Yeah, you know who would do that? Bennett would probably do that.
Bennett would do that for, he'd move his glasses out of the way just to do that.
Mm-hmm, he would. Bennett's favorite movie is definitely American Psycho, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, no questions asked. And he's just, well, first of all, I think people told my Jason that he reminded them of him on his season, on Becca's season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. Or he was saying something about that the other night where people were like, oh, wait, Jason's saying something. What? No. Bennett on the season, not producer Bennett. But didn't people call you like American Psycho or something?
Oh, yeah.
When
they had, with Bennett, the opening, you know, they had him in the face mask and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Clear they're painting American Psycho picture.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. American Psycho. There's two of you. And now there's a new Jason in town, which...
Jason
2.0 is in town on this season of The Bachelorette, and he is... I actually really liked their date because he seems like a really sweet, genuine guy who's, like, you know, got some obvious demons, as he would say. But I thought it was really sweet how they opened up to each other.
Yeah, but also... I don't know if you should ever admit to somebody that you're trying to date that things that people have called you in the past is manipulative, even if that's not true. You should never say that.
That's fair. I was a little thrown off by that one. I was like, oh, he went there. Okay.
And he also led with it. It wasn't like, biggest flaw is like, I care too much or like, you know.
Right. It wasn't like a nice sandwich of like something I'm really good at and then something I could work on and then something that people love about me. It was like he cut right to the meat.
Yeah. That would be like if you went in for a job interview and they were like, give us like your biggest flaw. And you were like, well, I tend to embezzle from the company that I work for. They'd be like, all right, well, we're not going to hire you, you know?
But she seemed to love it. Claire was like, oh, I know. Yep. Like she was into it. She was like, she was here for the demons.
I know. Yeah, also, if you watch it back, you still have time to watch it back. It hasn't aired yet over there, I don't think.
Yeah, it's going to air in an hour here. I'm really excited about
watch it. Watch it back. He looks like this must have been a really late date. He looks like he's falling asleep the entire time when he's doing his interviews. He looks like he's like about to fall asleep and he's just...
I legit have that written in my notes. I was going to ask you if you thought he got drunk through that date because towards the end, I'm like, is he slurring his words and like getting drunk or is he tired? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Or he like got himself drunk after he was like, did I just tell the girl that I'm trying to date that people think I'm manipulative? time for some tequila shots.
Also, he said, like, not only was he manipulative, but he said he was like, also, he's like, yeah, I would just hook up with girls. And I'm like, okay, stop, stop.
Yeah.
And I like him, though, because I think he's like one of those people that will come on and grow a lot from the show. Like, they're going to really dig deep and cut to the core of him, and he's gonna like discover himself. That's my hope for Jason.
Yeah. Well, let me tell, listen, if his problem is that he was sleeping around a lot and he was manipulative, number one, he's already looking in them DMs doing some weird shit.
You're right.
You know it is happening. And then number two, he's probably gonna come to Paradise and gonna have, you know, I don't know, done some weird stuff, and it's gonna be an amazing storyline. So I'm here for it.
You're right. As you know, whoever goes on, you're always thinking about them as like, oh, what's going to happen with them on Paradise? Especially you. You're like, what kind of information am I going to get while I serve these little drinks?
If Bennett doesn't show up in his like own schooner yacht to like not coming down the stairs, but like he comes in his own yacht, like, yeah, then I quit. If it doesn't happen, I quit. I'm out of there.
Well, of course, he'll show up in something. I'm like, actually, you know what? Do we know what his last name is? I want to look him up right now.
I don't know. But
Is it this guy? Oh, no. Oh, no. Is it this guy? No. It's not Bennett Sipes, is it? Who's this guy?
Bennett Bachelor Harvard. I just did a...
That's like actually his Instagram name?
Yeah. No, that's like what Google was like, this is what you want. What is his name? No, Bennett Jordan. He's 37.
Found him.
He grew up in Atlanta. What?
Clear eyes, full hearts, donuts, and green juice. Oh, my. No. Oh, my gosh. Wait. Oh, I'm dying. Okay, this is clear eyes, full hearts, donuts, and green juice. Okay. And not following yet.
No, but we're getting there.
Okay, yeah, I need to warm up to Bennett Andrew
Jordan.
Okay, well, he's obviously my favorite. Do you have a favorite guy?
No, I would say after this conversation with you, I'm a big Bennett guy because now I just think it's funny and I'm like just wanting to see him on Paradise, but I really want to like the Canadians. I always want to like the Canadians and I'm just not sure about Blake yet.
So is Blake the guy that was DMing her beforehand? And he's got a little bit of like the Abraham Lincoln beard going on. Okay.
Yes. And he also got a rose for intruding on her dodgeball date.
Oh, yeah. And he tried to kiss her and she turned away.
She denied.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then she gave him the rose. That's crazy. Yeah. I hated like the whole like balls jokes. I'm like, oh, haha. Okay. Dodgeball balls jokes. I get it. And then they like showed Claire in slow motion, dodging balls everywhere. Did you notice that?
No, but.
Oh, it was like slow mo of balls hitting her in the face. It was kind of hilarious. But then, you know, the whole thing was, oh, I'm trying to show you balls. And then she's like, that's what I want to see. And then he goes in for a kiss and she's like, up. Too much, too soon.
Yeah, I know. Have a little class there, guy. All right, I'm not ready for that. You just asked us all to wear a thong and show you our taints. What are you talking about? Where's the middle ground here, lady?
Right, where's crossing the line? This seems like a very gray area of what's right and wrong and who has balls and who doesn't.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay, wait, I have a game to play with you. I'm just trying to pull it up here. Okay, it's Bachelor Hypotheticals. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to completely be quarantined, I already know the answer to this. If you had to completely be quarantined for 2 weeks with any one of Claire's men, who would you choose? Bennett.
Yeah, for sure, Bennett.
Who would you choose and why Bennett is what I'm asking.
I don't know, because I just don't think that like I know enough about Cabernet Sauvignon and I need to like really educate my palate.
Yeah.
I also need to get my portfolio in order and
he would definitely help a brother out with that.
For sure he would, you know?
Yeah.
And like also like find some tax shelters that I didn't really know about, but like could definitely help my bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe some investments. Talk to you about the Dow.
Yeah, you know the bull market. I don't. By the way, these are all terms I have no idea what they mean. But
I only know them because I'm dating Jason Tardik.
Yeah, I only know them because I watch Jason Tardik's videos sometimes.
Very educational. You like, I watch them and then I feel like I know that, like, I think I can talk about it, but I really don't know what I'm talking about, but I feel smart.
Dude, I have an idea for them, by the way, for him, by the way. Does he have a podcast?
We're working on it.
Well, okay, here's my idea. I think he and Derek should do a finance podcast together, because Derek's really good. He's no longer doing the Betches one. He's like, but he does like loan stuff. Like he refinances like student loans and stuff, but he's really good. And so those are the two guys that I watch and I'm like, I'm going to learn stuff about finance today, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I like Derek too. I feel like he's good. He's like the right amount of smart and funny and like entertaining.
Yeah, he's good people.
Yeah.
Okay, if you are anything like me, you're not only excited for fall because it's spooky season and more fun holidays are coming up, but you're also excited to shop for all the cute, comfy fall clothing. I love dressing for cooler weather, and even though it's still pretty dang hot here in LA, I'm prepping for my eventual return to Nashville, where it's definitely starting to cool down. One place I've been shopping lately, as you guys know, is Express. I mentioned before how I got a bunch of staples for LA, like sweaters, I got t-shirts, but they also have the best clothing for fall. For both men and women, actually, in case you're looking for something to get your significant other, or for the two guys listening to this podcast. I was just checking out their ribbed turtleneck sweater, which comes in 5 different colors and I could probably wear with jeans or leggings every single day this fall. I personally really like Merlot color right now. No surprise there. They also have really amazing pieces for work or working from home or going out with friends for pretty much anything. Their clothing is really versatile, which is perfect when you're not trying to get a new wardrobe every season. And it's also super comfortable. The important. Go check it out and make sure you text Vine to 397-737 to receive $25 off your purchase.
Okay, if you had to predict who the runner-up for Claire's season would be, even if, like, okay, it's between Dale and someone else, whatever. Who is the front runner besides Dale?
I think the Canadian guy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anyone's. This is also the problem with when you know who they're going to pick in the beginning. You don't learn anybody's name.
True.
I don't know anyone's name.
I just know Bennett, Jason, and Dale.
Is Jason the Canadian?
No, Jason's the one that is manipulative and a playboy.
Yeah, I don't know. I go with the Canadian with the Abraham Lincoln beard.
With the Abraham, yeah, okay. If you could cast any male and female celebrity to lead the next seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, who would you cast?
For the guy, whoever the actor was that played Brink in the movie Brink, the rollerblading movie on Disney.
Please tell me why.
I feel like he probably still looks pretty handsome. And there's probably enough like young 30-year-old women who would definitely do anything to get with Brink. So I'm going with Brink.
I'm looking him up.
Did you never see the movie Brink?
Oh, yeah, Brink.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder what he looks like now. Wait, I'm going to Google Brink now.
He definitely looks hot still. And then who's for a female would be good? You need someone that's like a little bit cray, but like...
Yeah.
I was thinking like, what's that girl's name? She dated Scott Disick for like a hot minute... And now she's on, like, Fans Only.
Oh, yeah. Was that Nicole Richie's sister or something like that? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, or her too. But wait, I'm dying. I'm sending you this picture of Brink now.
Yeah. Brink's the best.
Share. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, let's say Brink and... No, what is her name? God, I'm blanking on it.
Yeah, he still looks good. Oh, he's got kids. That doesn't matter. You can have kids and still be The Bachelor. It doesn't matter.
He might. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, he could have been cheated on by his... two-time and no good ex-wife.
Yeah, but you think he's still cute enough?
I mean, at this point, I don't even know. You know? What is it?
Wait. The picture I'm looking at, in the background, does it say Adventures in Babysitting?
Yeah, which, by the way, great movie.
It's the best movie!
Yeah. There you go. Elizabeth Shue. That should be the Bachelorette.
Oh, my gosh. Or her or Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer would be good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, wait. Adventures of Babysitting. That movie's amazing.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine. Great therapy.
Mr. Lil Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said, Mr. Worldwide, Armandito Cristian Perez. I had to use the real name. Why? Because now it's the podcast. From negative to positive, which you can catch on Apple Podcast, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Flow to the rider.
Woo! I don't even know if you know how much they play you around the world or anywhere, my brother.
No matter how much bread we make, dog, we can't take it with us. No matter how many houses, cars, whatever we acquire, can't take it with us. With that said, anything we make is always to give back, dog.
Why are we starting a podcast? Well, it's real simple. With the times that we're living in right now in the world, I think you need to be motivated, inspired, educated, aware, positive. So what I'm here is just to motivate the world and let them know when we talk, we call a spade, so you're going to hear the truth. So I look forward to the podcast. I look forward to showing y'all, teaching y'all how to take it from a negative to a positive. So get ready. From negative to positive, which you can catch on Apple Podcast, Podcast One, and Spotify.
With the holidays coming up, we'd like to offer you a little something special. And all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time to help support a great sponsor of this podcast. We ask that you complete a short survey, because your opinion matters to us and our sponsors. It'll only take a couple minutes. And if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastopinions.com, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastopinions.com. The first 150 people who complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. Please go to podcastopinions.com, and as always, thank you for supporting the show.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Okay, if you could plan any date, keeping in mind that it would have to be at the resort for Clara's season, what would you plan?
Okay, so this is only because I have intimate knowledge of that resort, because we used to go there as kids. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we used to go to La Quinta every Easter.
Oh, my God, fun. Okay.
Yeah, so like watching on TV, I'm like, that's so funny. I used to go, I made out with a girl named Nicole right over by that fountain. So we used to do a thing where we'd climb. All the mountains look like giant, like rhinoceros turds all around the place, or whatever. And they're huge mountains, and you can climb them. But there's rattlesnakes. There's rattlesnakes up in there. So we would climb them with a golf club, thinking that if a rattlesnake came after us, we would definitely be able to fend off the rattlesnake with a golf club at like 12 years old. I would love for them to go up into these mountains armed with nothing but a 7-iron and be like, get to the top and watch out for rattlesnakes, and just watch like
the panic, the sheer panic. Yes. Yeah. I feel that. Yeah. I feel that. I am like, are you afraid of snakes, by the way?
No, I had a snake growing up. His name was Slim.
Stop it. Slim?
Yeah. He was cool.
Okay, I'm not really afraid of snakes either. My friend had a pet snake and I like loved it. But if they're killer, okay, sure, I'm gonna be scared. But I feel like that would be a good date to see like people's reaction. Because on my season, remember Ben Z?
Yeah.
Okay, so we had to do one of those escape rooms, and there was like maggots and all these like gross things, and then we had to go into the bathroom and like pick up a piece of paper, and there was like 6 snakes in there. And he was like freaking out. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And he's like, no, I'll do it. And he was acting like he was like such a, like, you know, I'm a man, I can do it. But he was freaking out so badly. And I was like, no, please let me. I got this. And it was so funny. And I feel like that's like a good date to put a bunch of guys on, like throw a bunch of snakes at them and see how they react.
Okay, so I heard that entire story, but I was really focusing on how you said the word maggots.
Oh, maggots?
You know when you say a word too many times, then it sounds wrong no matter how you say it?
Yes!
Maggots.
That's what that said. Maggots. Wait, how do you say it?
Well, I thought you said maggots, and I was like, oh my God.
I did.
Is like Canadians say like bagel and like maggots? Is this like a thing that I don't know about?
I was just going to say, I've said this on my podcast before. People call me out for how I say bagel.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And the Canadians do that. It's weird. Wait, hold on. So here's what, now I'm revising my thing. Do you remember Joe Rogan's show Fear Factor?
Of course.
I would really love a Fear Factor date. And if you didn't let the cockroaches go up your butthole, then obviously fear is a factor and you don't get a rose and you have to go home.
Okay, wait. If Sarah was the Bachelorette and she asked you to put a maggot up your butthole, would you do it?
How? Just one meg? Just one megat?
They're small, aren't they? Okay, five megats.
Five megats. How far? How deep in am I to this? Am I pot committed? Am I on week like seven here?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'd do five. I'd do five megats if we're like if I'm like top seven at this point.
Okay, but what about if you were in the top 10? No.
I don't know. I have a little bit of dignity. All right. I would say it's
only top seven would you consider?
Let me ask you this. In that dodgeball date, they all stripped down and then got naked, or some of them got naked.
Yeah.
Would, like, okay, obviously you wouldn't get naked, but like, would you, or would Jason get naked?
I think he would because he's a good sport, but I think he'd be really uncomfortable with it, even though he's got a rockin' bod.
Yeah, but he might have a rockin' bod, but he might be not packing that much heat, especially next to a bunch of football players. Like, there's like seven NFL guys there, you know, and then all of a sudden you're getting compared.
Yeah, but are they really showing the hammers, or are they like covering it up with their hands? Like, how? Like, I'm pretty sure they were covering up.
Yeah, I don't know though.
At some point, but the guy at home, who was that? Yosef? Is that his name?
Yosef? Yeah, Yosef's gonna tear some shit up next episode, and I'm excited for it.
Oh, I'm so here for the next episode. But that's, he was like, oh, I wouldn't strip down, and like, she humiliated the guys. And I'm like, if you think Claire's picking those dates, you don't know how the show works.
Yeah, I don't think any of them really know how this show works.
That, you know what? I should have got that hint when nobody asked to steal her. It's funny. A lot of them were like, oh, I mean, I saw the episode where Juan Pablo sent you home. Like, nobody's really watched the show.
Well, yeah, I can attest to it because I was there, and I met a bunch of the dudes, and none of them knew who I was, and not like it didn't hurt my ego at all. If nothing else, I was like, oh, you guys have no idea like what this, you know, like you. This is great.
Right.
You guys are just coming into this thing like just not knowing anything. This is wonderful.
Which does get me a little excited for the rest of the season, because I think the more naive you are to the show, the better TV. But I need to like circle back. What are you like training to be Chris Harrison? How come you're such a big part of the show now? Tell me the truth.
No, I'm not. They're flying in. I'm sure they asked you to do that. Well, no, you're doing Dancing with the Stars, but
no, but they did ask me to come out for something. But okay, but you're like there. Like, I feel like there's something going on that we don't know. And I'm obviously, you can't say anything, and you might be like, Caitlin, there's actually nothing, but I think there is.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Okay, well, let me ask you this: is there going to be a paradise?
I think that's still up in the air. I mean.
Yeah.
It's still up in the air. We're not near that, you know, paradise is in June. So I think, I think everyone's trying to figure out, I think they just want to, I think they want to wrap Bachelor and then decide what the next step is.
Okay. Well, before we wrap this up, I want to know a couple things. The rumors. Okay. Obviously you probably know more than most people, or maybe you don't, but if the rumors are true, Claire and Dale. Now, people were saying that Tayshia comes in and then all these other people are there, and that they're going to do like all-in-one Paradise and Bachelor at season filming. Can you confirm or deny?
I cannot say.
Okay. I will take that as a truth. Just kidding. I will take that for what I think it is. But yeah. Okay. Well, I'm excited to see what happens. It's always tough in the first two episodes of any season to really get into it. So thank you for humoring me in this little Bachelorette recap.
Yes. Thanks for having me. It's always fun to think that we're funny together.
I think people laugh at us, not with us. And I'm okay with it.
If nothing else, it like really boosts both of our egos and self-esteems, because we both will laugh at each other's stupid jokes, and that's all that really
matters. Yeah, like I walk away from this and I'm going to go to Jason and be like, I'm pretty funny. And then I can go to sleep with a smile on my face.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Me too.
That's amazing. Oh, one more thing before we go. You guys had to, your wedding was planned. I'm sure you've talked about this till you're like blue in the face, but your wedding was planned and you guys couldn't do it because of obviously 2020, but you celebrated it anyways, which I thought was freaking adorable. Was that just like so cute anyways? Cause you probably got to have like a little intimate day.
It was nice. We had that all kind of blocked off, and
yeah.
Then it was like, what are you going to do? you might as well like go celebrate that day. Like, and also like are the people that we celebrated with are like in the wedding. So they also had it blocked off. So I knew everyone, we knew everyone was free. So it was like, well, let's just go celebrate no matter what. And it was great. And it was really funny. We pranked everybody because everyone's like, are you guys really getting married? And like, you're just not telling us. And, we were wasted, like super drunk. And I got up and I did like this toast and I was like, you know, thank you guys so much for coming. I really do appreciate it. It means a lot to us. And also if you could, in 30 minutes, a pastor is coming and we need everyone to go get, dressed in their nicest clothes. And everyone lost their mind. And they're like, we knew it's going to happen.
And then you're like, JK, JK.
My brother started crying. I was like, dude, calm down.
Stop.
Yeah, he was like, I knew it was going to happen.
And it was a joke.
And I was like, I'm totally kidding. We're making pizzas tonight. Like, relax. And so,
oh my God, that's amazing. I love that. I feel like if anyone's going to pull a prank at their wedding, it would be you guys. I always remember when you did a speech at Carly and Evan's wedding, and you were like making fun of me for being a drunk. And I was like, touche, Wells, touche.
Yeah, I know. And also like, hey, pot, meet kettle, buddy.
Yeah, that's actually when we became friends. So I loved that moment for both of us.
Well, it was also, it was a good litmus test for like what people could and couldn't take. Because I made fun of everybody. And I remember I made fun of you. I obviously made fun of Evan and Carly. And I made fun of Nick. Nick and I are friends, but like, I learned that day that like he didn't love the like light ribbing that I was giving him, whereas you thought it was funny. So I was like, all right, I know my boundaries now, which is important in friendships.
Oh God, that's funny. Yeah, I remember looking over at him and he was not impressed, but I don't think he was impressed the whole night. But then I was like, yeah, we're funny. We're on the same page. That's amazing. Well, can you tell everybody there that I say hello, or I mean wherever you are, and let me know what you need edited out. But tell everybody I say hello and thank you so much. And let's do, when your Wi-Fi isn't poop, let's do another recap.
Yeah, for sure. Let me know.
I will for sure. And wait, when did you start your new podcast?
So I had been doing it for a while. It was originally the Prattcast when The Hills was
Yeah.
I was doing it with Stephanie Pratt to like recap The Hills, and then that show ended and she moved to London. And
bye.
So then they were like, what should we do? And so then I just turned that show into like me talking to celebrities about like their origin. I'm always interested like how people became famous. Like, I don't give a shit that you're famous now. I want to know how you famous. Like, that's interesting to me. So that's what that show is just me talking to famous people and being like, yeah, I don't care now that you have the blue check mark. I wanted to know like how many people you had to like,
yeah, what was your grind?
Yeah, exactly. Like, how many backs did you have to stab? How many Bennetts did you have to go through to get to this point?
Because there is always a story to that. Oh, that's cool. I love that idea. And then you still have your podcast with Brandy, right?
Yeah, and so YFT is a show I do with Brandy Cyrus, who's Miley and Noah's sister, and we talk about our favorite things, which generally is books, music, TV, movies, and then we do like a little batch, not a whole lot of Bachelor stuff, but we definitely do a Bachelor recap because she's now like obsessed. At first she did not like it, and now she's totally a part of Bachelor Nation. So yeah,
that's amazing. Oh, I love it. Well, I mean, whatever you have going on, you always do so good at everything you do. You're just good at what you do, podcasting, hosting, whatever it is you're doing, you're good at it. So I'm a little bit drunk, so I'm just going to shut up.
I am too. Hey, by the way, we've been watching. Sarah and I are very proud of you. I must say, I'm talking about Dancing with the Stars. I must say that like, I know that you have been wanting to do this for a long time. Like, it's no secret. You wanted to do Dancing with the Stars, and then you got a really tough, like, draw. Like, there's a lot of really good dancers, and I do think that you're the best, but like, I think it's good and bad. Like, you're going to, I do think that you are going to win this. I do think you're the best dancer. But I also think it's going to be like the most satisfying because I think this is like the toughest field. This is such a nerdy, why I know this much about Dancing with the Stars is ridiculous, but I do. And like, this is like one of the toughest fields we've seen in a long time.
Okay. I agree. It's everybody has something to offer on this season. Like, I even find myself rooting for everybody who's here. And like when Vernon left, I'm like, yeah, he wasn't the best dancer, but like, I love him as a human being and we all get along so well. And we're like, I can't even imagine who's in the bottom two next week because everybody is so good.
Totally. And then also like, then you have like black horses. You were like, or yeah. Wild cards. You're like, I didn't know the guy from Catfish is good. Like what, where did the guy from Catfish come from? You know?
He's literally, I think, going to be in the top two. Like he's in my eyes. He, Johnny Weir and Neve are like the top competitors.
Yeah. So I, Sarah and I have talked about it. I think it's you and Neve in the end. And I think
really,
I do. I think it's me, Viacom versus Disney. Who's going to come out on top?
Okay, but it's so funny because it's also, I talked to Hannah B about this, where it's like, it's in some way a popularity contest because some people could think I have an advantage for being a dancer, but I'm like, well, you have freaking 6 million followers and it's a voting competition. Like, who really is going to win? I don't know.
Well, yeah, but Neve was a dancer. He grew up as a dancer.
Yeah, so, but nobody seems to remember that part.
Yeah, I'm telling you. People are going to realize it in the air. Anyways, all that to be said, you're doing really, really good. Like it's
Thank you.
It's really impressive to see. And I do think you're going to win, and I hope you do win. And when you do win, I think it's going to be all that much more like rewarding because you know that like you really went against like some really like tough dudes. Like the year that like Grocery Store Joe, he was like in the end, he was terrible. You know, like there's like, what?
But let me tell you something. I have made some serious like bets in winning. So if I first of all, I said if Justin Bieber tweets or like says anything to me because I danced to a song, I would get his face tattooed on me. Then I said if I win the mirror ball, I'll get a mirror ball tattooed on me. Then I also said I would poke holes in Jason's condom if I won because I want to have babies now. Like I made a lot of serious bets of if I win this mirror ball. So I'm like, at this point, I feel like they're like, let's see if she'll do it.
You're like a bad crackhead addict. You're like, I'll do anything for this thing.
I really am. I'm kind of a psychopath. I should probably tone it down, but that's just how bad I want it. And that's how I'm like, I'll do anything.
Well, I think that's probably how you should be for anything that you want, you know? So
there you go. Just full-blown desperate. So thank you for saying all the kind things and being on the pod. And let's do it again sometime.
All right. See ya, Caitlin. I also tell Jason I say goodbye.
I will for sure. Okay, have a good night, Wells.
All right, later, dude.
Goodbye. All right, everybody. I hope you saw my Instagram that I was podcasting with Hannah Brown last week. So let me tell you, it was a freaking good one. We could not stop talking to the point where it was like 2 hours in and we're like, okay, wine's flowing. Let's split this into a two-parter for you. So you've got Double Hannah B coming to you next week. Part one of that is coming next week on Tuesday. And her confession alone is going to want to make you listen. So tune in for that. Thank you, everybody. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?